Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 49 and speak to you about how we are never forgotten before God. Here's our verses. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them as all an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. That's Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 through 18. Now, every so often we read in the newspaper or see over the internet, or we hear of a news report of a woman who tragically abandons her infant child in some terrible circumstances. The reason why these reports are interesting to the public is that they are so unusual. It is a strange and a terrible thing for a mother to abandon her baby. Therefore, God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, asked the question, "Can a woman forget her nursing child?" Though bizarre accounts of unspeakable cruelty surface from time to time, everyone knows that a woman will never forget her nursing child. Yet the Lord says in these verses that I just read to you from Isaiah chapter 49, surely they will all forget, yet I will not forget you. The Lord's affection for his people is greater than the devotion a woman has for her nursing child. Then God used an even more powerful image to communicate his love for us, saying, "See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." This has an obvious and beautiful fulfillment in the nailed, scarred hands of Jesus Christ. As Jesus told Thomas in a post-resurrection appearance, "Look at my hands." When we see the nail-scarred hands of Jesus, we see how he has inscribed us on the palms of his hands. With such love, how could God ever forget his people? Then God spoke in a third image to his people, saying, "Your walls are continually before me." The walls refer to the walls of the city of Jerusalem, which figuratively speak of the health, the strength, the prosperity, and the security of God's people. God is always mindful of the condition of his people, despite the objections of a doubting people of Zion. These three images communicate much the same idea. The mother who will never forget the child, inscribed on the palms of the hands, mindful of the walls of the city of Jerusalem. Here's the point. God has not forgotten his people, and he will not forget them. It is a deeply painful thing to feel alone and forgotten. And seasons of crisis can make us feel all the more this way. Yet God wants his people to know that he has not forgotten us and that he will never forget about us. This is especially relevant for the people that Isaiah originally wrote to, because they were headed for exile and captivity under the mighty Babylonian Empire. God knew that in the midst of the crisis that was to come to them, they would tend to feel forgotten. So he piled assurance upon assurance to encourage his people. Then there is this additional promise. Your sons shall make haste. You shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ornament. Here God promised that he would bring back the exiled and captive sons of Zion to the promised land, and that this would be an ornament for God's people. The Lord's love and faithfulness for Zion is also shown by his promise for their future. It isn't just demonstrated by the past and the present, but also by his future plans. Now, this was true of God's ancient people in the kingdom of Judah, but it's also true of his people today. It's true for you if you are numbered among the people of God. Let me tell you this, past, present, or future, God has not forgotten you, and he will never forget you. Let that encourage your heart today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.